صل على محمد وآل محمد.
When the Imam عليه السلام announced that he was leaving Medina, the people of the city were struck with grief. They could not bear the loss of their dear Imam, who reminded them so much of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in his appearance, manner, and speech. The Imam alayhi salam explained that the tyrant Yazid would not hesitate to make Medina a battlefield and kill everyone because of not paying allegiance to him. Therefore, he was going to Mecca for the pilgrimage. The Imam alayhi salam also knew during the Hajj season, more people would come from around the world. So he would take the advantage of this time to try and gather more support against Yazid. The caravan began moving and Imam Hussein alayhi salam bid farewell to the people of Medina. The people were weeping openly, wondering whether they would see him again. The whole empire was going through terrible times and anyone who dared to say anything against Yazid was harshly dealt with. Yazid loved those worthless people who flattered him, and he made them as governors and leaders in the mosques. The chastity of women was no longer safe, with their dignity at the mercy of Yazid's brutal soldiers. Marriage lost its sanctity and protection to married women. At last, people could bear it no longer, and messengers began to come to the Imam alayhi salam with written requests to do something to defend the religion of Allah from getting lost and the people from going astray. Many of these desperate messages came from Kufa, begging Imam alayhi salam to come to their urgent aid. When Imam alayhi salam received these calls for help in Mecca, he had to respond. However, he could not blindly accept the call from Kufa, because the people of that city were well known for their unstable character and conduct. Therefore, he decided to send an honest deputy to Kufa. The Imam alayhi salam sent his cousin Muslim bin Aqil to Kufa and asked him to report from there. Meanwhile, Yazid received news that the Imam alayhi salam was in Mecca for Hajj. He therefore paid big money for some men to disguise themselves as pilgrims and murder Imam alayhi salam, even if it was near the Holy Kaaba. At the same time, Imam alayhi salam received a letter from Muslim that it was safe for him to come to Kufa. He decided to leave for Kufa once Hajj was over. However, he found out that Yazid has sent people to kill him in Mecca. On the eve of Hajj, the Imam alayhi salam decided to change his intention to Umrah instead of Hajj and leave Mecca immediately. The reason for this was that he did not want bloodshed on the sacred ground of Mecca. In response to the call of the people of Kufa, Imam alayhi salam made his way towards that city. By that time, however, Muslim was in dreadful trouble in Kufa, where after being welcomed, he now had to fight for his very life.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.